פרק יוצחס, סעיף חוף פס. הילוך תחס עציצים. To walk underneath plantos. עציצים התלויים באבים על גבי הקרקע, באופן שדינם כעוציץ נוקוב, או שענופים יוצאים מחוץ לעציץ, מותר להלך מתחתם, ואין בזה איסר של הפסוקת היניקה בשור שאוי ותחתם. הטעם משום שהיניקה יכול להגיע לעוציץ גם מהצטדים. He says, if you've got a plant pot which is in the air, standing in the air, even though we want to be worried that it's joined to the ground still, since it's got a hole, or in the case where its branches are coming out of the radius from the plant pot, we said it's also considered joined to the ground. Therefore, a person should think, if he goes and walks underneath this plant pot, should be a problem from disconnecting the plant pot, the growing thing to the ground. But we take on, you're allowed to do that, because he says that the nourishment from the plant pot doesn't always go straight. It sometimes can go on an angle. Therefore, even if a person would be underneath it, it would be able to still go and take its nourishment from the ground in an angle. Therefore, you've stopped it from taking it away from its drainage to the ground. Se'ir Lamed. Petichat Tris b'cheder sheyesh be'atzitzim. To open the tris where there is a plant pot there. Mota liftoach sif lamed. Mota liftoach es hatris or chalon shel chacheder af sha'or v'avim mo'ilim letzmachim shenimtzoim be'atzitzim shebecheder. V'ane davke kasha'inim iskavim letelet atzmachim. Says like this. If a person has in his mapeset, let's say, he's got there a plant pot. Now, with opening, if he opens the tris or the window, the sun and the air will come in, and everybody knows sun and air is good for something which is growing. Therefore, l'chur, what he's done, he's helping it grow. So if a person would have intention for this grow, for it to grow, that the plant pot should get sun and air, he's not allowed to do that on Shabbos because he is doing something which helps it grow and he has kavana for it. But if he doesn't have kavana for it, he's interested in opening the tris. He's interested in having air in the room because he likes air, nothing got to do with his plant pot. But sure, the plant pot is there. Says Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to open the tris. You're allowed to open the window because it's a psikresha, in a way which is not so sure that it's considered you're doing it to the plant pot. If you have kavana, we say it's considered you're doing it for the plant pot. If you don't have kavana, means we say what you're doing, that's what Eichel Shabbos says, we say what you're doing, you are opening the window. What? You're not growing now, you're not making something grow, you're doing something else completely different. We don't consider that you've got any connection with this plant pot. Therefore, we allow you to go and open the window or the tris. Oh, he said, the Shlomo Zalman does say that if you've got like a place which you go and pull down the window specially for the plants, if it's a normal way to pull down a chamamot, it's called a house, a hot house, where you grow inside it, but sometimes you pull down the plastic covers in order to go and shade it, or to not shade it, then it's already considered a thing which is considered a normal way of giving air or taking away the sun from the plant. Then the Shlomo Zalman says that's not allowed. But here, it's not the normal way to grow. Not normal way to grow is to open the tris, because what you're doing is opening the tris in order to have air. We don't consider it's considered a pu'ula, which is done in the tzemach. You say it's something else. You're opening the window. Nothing got to do with the growth from the plant pot. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. To open the window or open the tris. Perek Yudches Seif Lamed Alef. Otzit Shenofal. If the plant pot fell. Otzit Shenofal Atzide Vinishpacha Mimenu Adomo. Ein lach sir le teuchim shim isa choyush vizareya. משום מפשרי maybe אדמה לשור שהצמח שפוצץ. But you say, if the plant pot fell on its side and the earth fell down, then you're not allowed to put back the earth, because by putting back the earth, you are helping it to go and grow. You're helping it to put back the earth. Maybe it's considered choyosh, maybe it's even considered zoreya. You're helping it to grow. You're not allowed to put back the earth. ופעמים שבשור שעציץ נויפל על סידוי ואדומו יוצץ ממנו מסגל ומחל עם השלושים ובמקווה זו אין נסקלף את האוצר גם בלי להחזיר את אדומו בצריכוי משום שהאדומו שנשארו על דף הנויסוב מבפנים צריכה מעטו שלושים שנסגלו ויש בזה עשר זריה If it fell on its side and the roots from the plant or without earth on top of them then to go and put it straight the plant pot You are helping the earth to go and cover the roots, which are not covered. So you're helping it to go and grow. Therefore, you're not allowed to put it back straight, even without adding on the earth which fell out. If, in such a case, it wasn't covered with the earth on its roots. If it was covered with the earth on its roots, then the problem is only putting back the earth, because already... Without putting back the earth, it's getting the same amount of earth as was before, is now. So there's no problem to put it straight. But if the earth fell down and part of the roots got uncovered, then putting it back straight is considered zareya. So in every case which one wants to put back straight, the plant pot will have to exactly look what is going on. And the best thing is not to touch this plant pot altogether and put it back straight. לאינן איזה מוקצה בטלטל ארציפים, בפרק לא איזה בדין המוקצה. ואוף אשר נופל לחוץ הוא מוקצה, אך מוטה לטטע את המוקם, כמבוא בפרק לא איזה בדין המוקצה. He says like this, you have to know it's a problem for מוקצה. All these plant pots which we discussed before, is a problem for מוקצה. Therefore one has to be careful, להלכות מוקצה, what to do with it. But without that, you should know that you can go and broom the earth which is on the ground, because brooming is not a problem from Hilchus Muktzah.